Good morning. Welcome to our Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting. It's Tuesday, December 9th, 2025, and it's 9:14 a.m. First item on the agenda is to review the minutes from our meeting that was held on December 2nd, 2025.
We approve the minutes of the Municipal Building Authority meeting held December 9th.
No, second. Second was.
Oh, this is the 9th.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew I was right. Second.
And I'll second the motion. So we have a motion and a second to approve the Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting minutes from Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. All in favor?
Aye.
Issue updates for discussion, the water treatment plant project. We'll come back to that if Commissioner Lytle is able to join us before the end of the meeting. New clinic building project.
It's moving forward, and the road's opened up. They're waiting. I think they had it lined up to get some asphalt, and I don't know what the final outcome was or the date that they're planning on. I know they're pretty confident about having. I told them that it weren't going to get any weather warm enough, but they're confident. So, but they've got it cleaned up good and. Good, what they've got. And the roof's on, got it shingled, waiting on the windows, ready to do, hook the water in.
Did they get the TPO on the flat part of the roof?
I think they're
working on it.
They're working on that now.
Good. That's a big step, getting that dried in.
For
weather.
Yep.
Now we can stop praying for the weather to hold off and start praying for snow. For snow.
Well, you can see, I've been trying to pray for snow anyway.
I know.
So you can see, I don't have any control over it.
Jesse, anything from you on the building?
No. I do have a change order and a purchase order when we get to that point.
Okay.
The other thing I'd like to note is Tex was doing the final tie-in to get the storm drain system where that flat roof will drain into the brick system. They're working on that last leg.
Good.
So still a little bit more progress to accomplish, but almost there.
Good, good. All right. Any legislation discussion? Are there any citizens that would like to make public comment today for the Municipal Building Authority? All right, let's move on to review the cash summary and the accounts receivable report for the MBA. Is there another pay request being prepared for the clinic to go to CIB?
No, we're caught up.
Okay.
For CIB? Oh, for the supplemental application.
Well, I meant I was speaking specific to the reimbursement on what's already been approved, but
I will follow up on that.
Okay. And then, what's the date for the CIB meeting next
January
month?
January 6th.
I will not be available for that meeting.
As we get our application.
That's finalized. A Tuesday. No, Thursday. Let me double check my calendar to see if I, but I don't
Tuesday.
Think that's.
Yeah, Tuesday the 6th. Okay. And it's in Price.
Well, I may or may not. I do have a conflict, but let's talk about that when we get a little bit closer. Okay. All right. Back to the cash summary and the accounts receivable.
Motion to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary and the accounts receivable as it pertains to the Municipal Building Authority as of 12/5/2025.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion and a second to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary and the accounts receivable report for the MBA as of 12/5/2025. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have an open invoice register for the MBA. We do. Blood disbursement. Okay, we don't have an open invoice register for the MBA. But we do have a disbursement listing, so let's go to that.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the disbursement summary as it pertains to the Municipal Building Authority of Daggett County. Times checking 12/1 to 12/3. And it's payable to Hatfield Construction, LLC, in the amount of $448,650.75.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion and a second to approve the or accept the disbursement summary from 12/1 to 12/3 to Hatfield Construction in the amount of $448,650.75. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then, are there any purchase requests for the MBA today?
For the x-ray machine, which was on the county scope of the stuff that was going to be purchased from the county directly rather than through the bidding documents. It is attached with the sole source, which will also need approval today. That purchase request also includes all the peripherals. That's the total x-ray package. Make that machine up and operational, including the power transformer, the high frequency generator, and then all the mounting brackets and everything.
Were the shields, the lead shields included in the contractor's scope of work?
No, they're also within the county.
Are they in this estimate as well?
They are not.
Okay.
They are not.
So that'll be additional?
That is correct. And that is a separate budget item on our anticipated budget as well.
Okay.
So we knew that would come separate. The sole source, the room was kind of designed around this machine. It was also the machine that was recommended by our current provider. And so the sole source request is being asked because the GE is the only one that they directly make this machine, and they don't have any resellers, so there was no capability of getting additional quotes.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the sole source request and also the purchase request to GE Healthcare in the amount of $102,334.18.
I'll second the motion.
A motion and a second has been made to approve the sole source request and also the purchase request to GE Healthcare in the amount of $102,334.18. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Purchase request.
Any other purchase requests today? Thank you, Jesse. All right, let's move on to correspondence and calendar review. I don't see any correspondence in the packet for the MBA. Well, there is a just that pay request that was I believe was mentioned earlier. In this email, there was a request on the water treatment plant project to have consideration of a change order for that project. Did we receive any other information regarding that yet?
No, they said that they would get it to us later.
So was there a request to be on the agenda for today for consideration? I believe that's
it
right.
Was,
but then we don't have the information
they didn't
to consider.
Have any information for us.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's move on to policy and legislation. Discussion and consideration of change orders and construction change directives for the Daggett County Health Business Community Center.
This is change order 4. What this is we had the combo box that came off the side of the storm brick system that was originally precast and pre-cored to our original plan. Once our plan changed, they had to patch a hole and core a new 14-inch hole to accommodate our changed plan. So change order 4 adds 0 days to the project. It's in the amount of $708.01. 708.01.
And it's change order number 3?
4.
It's say at the top of the, on this AA document, it talks about it being number 3. Mm. We can make that correction. That's what
I make sure that's corrected.
Okay.
It is in relation to PCO 03, but because we already approved change order 3, I'll make sure that they can notate this.
As not
appropriately, as number 4.
Number 4, okay.
Their email said number 4, but the carryover from the document.
Okay. Good morning, Commissioner.
How are you all? Good.
I'll make a motion to approve change order number 4 for the Daggett County Health Business and Community Center in the amount of $708.01.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve change order number 4 in the amount of $708.01. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Is this the copy you'd like me to sign, Jesse?
Oh, it's got my name on there again.
Oh, so if you'll sign that on behalf of the county.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else, Jesse, for the clinic? I guess not. So, Jack, we did have some discussion just a minute ago. There was an email that was sent by Trevor and Sunrise, I believe, concerning consideration for a change order for the water treatment plant project, lighting, backflow preventer, roof replacement on the old building. So they requested that consideration, but then we never received any documentation to consider.
Okay, I think that probably should be tabled till next week. I had a conversation with Trevor on my way over, and I think they're planning on being here next week to talk about change orders because they've had some changes within the changes.
Okay.
To work out between the contractor and the engineer.
Okay, I just didn't want to close the meeting if we had something hanging up.
I don't think there's anything. I'm comfortable saying that we should, and I don't see that any of Sunrise's on there, are they?
I don't believe so. Not to my...
Or contractors associated with it?
Not to my recollection.
I can't see that. So I would say if we could table it till next week and put it on the agenda for next week.
So we will table that until next week.
Perfect.
All right. Is there anything else that we need to discuss or consider before we adjourn today? I believe we've completed all the items on the agenda. Hearing none, I will adjourn the meeting by acclamation at 9:33. Thanks, everyone.